Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Joanne Black being back on the show. Joanne is a longtime, almost 8-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling, the author of No More Cold Calling, the book as well, and also her new book is becoming one of my favorites, Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. Joanne S. Black, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim, and this is not April Fool's, right?
Exactly. thanks for being here. Thanks, congratulations again on the book. And, you know, one of the chapters in my book is, you wrote a whole book on this, I just wrote one chapter, and that is, there's no handshake in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was my
way of saying what you're saying, which is, you say pick up the damn phone, but that's also a metaphor for get up off your backside and go out and look at people.
Well, that, and I also say there's no hallway on the web. So I think we've got a few clever phrases here.
Yeah, yeah. But the main thing is that as the marketplace is changing, one thing that we know, human beings are like the new tools. They like to use the new tools. But the truth is that we're still gregarious people, and we still like to be together. And as Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. I still think that's true, don't you?
Absolutely. People really crave it. You know, we've talked about this. I've seen the pendulum shift from, you know, the salesperson who went in and was called on counts all the time and with buddies, and they spent half the time talking about their families.
Telling jokes and things
right.
Like that. I did that for years, Joanne.
I know, my uncle did too, and then he had the envelope he pulled out of his pocket.
If you didn't have a new joke, you weren't welcome.
That's it. So it went from that to the pendulum swing all the way on the other side, because we don't need to talk to anybody at all. You know, we can just use technology and mm-hmm. tap away on our keyboards, and guess what? Not working. So I'm seeing the pendulum shift back a little bit starting. Are you finding that as well?
Well, I think so. But what's happening, I think, is we're stratifying our decisions, Joanne. If you already know what you want, you've already bought the product before, and you don't need any help, you're just going to order it online probably, or call the company and say, send me another one, the local company, or drop by and pick it up, and just walk in, pick it up, pay for it, and go. But where I think what you're talking about is shifting is things that are a little more, maybe a little bit higher decision process, especially the B2B side, on the business-to-business side. I'm not seeing it as much with consumers as I am B2B. What do you think?
Absolutely B2B. In fact, I write about that in Pick Up the Damn Phone, that the perception is that our buyers don't need us anymore. But the fact is, they come to us, and you can get information on the web. We can get too much information,
right.
But that's not experience. And there is a huge difference between information and experience. And that's why they need the salesperson. I mean, obviously for more complex solutions. You know, if something's 1995, mm-hmm. it really doesn't matter.
Well, here's a concept that I've been talking about for a long time that is, I think, is part of your work too, Joanne, and that is the concept of peace of mind. That peace of mind, the experience that you have, the internet can't deliver peace of mind. Only a human being can deliver peace of mind. And so, if you and I are competing on the same product, and they can buy it from both of us online, but they've met you. They know what you look like. They hear your voice. They've seen you respond to them in other ways, but my price is the same as yours, or maybe I'm even a little cheaper. Maybe my product's a little cheaper than yours. Joanne, they're human beings are going to gravitate toward you more than me. That's what I call relevance.
I was in a class about a year ago, and we were talking about a qualified prospect and how people buy. And one of the participants said, when she was looking for a specific vendor, she narrowed it down to two. And one of them came in and pitched his product. The other one came in and asked a lot of questions and related to her, and she chose that person even though his price was higher.
Yep.
And then she said, and I never regretted that decision.
Because somebody made the effort to get up off their backside and go over there. And I have a story in my book about that very thing. And a customer I was already doing business with said, if you hadn't come to see me this time, I wouldn't have done this deal. And then our relationship was solidified for years after that. Quick break, right back with Joanne Black. Barbara was the last hour. Joanne Black, our good friend, the author of Pick Up the Damn Phone, How People, Not Technology, Seal the Deal. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.